your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, si pueden tomar conmigo tus Biblias en el libro de Hebreos. Hebrews chapter 3, Hebreos capítulo 3, versículo 6. Hebrews 3, 6, Hebreos 3, 6. My translation will be a little bit different than yours this morning. Mi traducción será un poco más diferente que tuyo esta mañana. But Christ over his house is a son, and we are his house if indeed we hold fast to our confidence and our boasting in hope. Pero Cristo como hijo sobre su casa, a la cual casa somos nosotros, si retenemos firme hasta el fin la confianza y el gloriarnos en la esperanza. Let's pray, oramos. Father God, you are great and glorious. And as we look at the house that you've built, the kingdom given to us that cannot be shaken, our response is to be to worship you because you're glorious. That's what we see. That's the point. God, I pray that you would help us see that this morning. God, I pray that you would help us see the glory of Christ in what he's built. God, that you would show us that he is a faithful high priest, king, mediator, prophet. We can trust him in absolutely everything. And God, I pray that our attention would be drawn to his faithfulness this morning, and that would lead us to greater worship and thankfulness to him. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated, put into mi asiento. We have seen over the last few weeks, hemos visto durante las últimas semanas, that Moses is a faithful servant, que Moisés es un fiel servidor, and that he was faithful in the whole house of God. Y que era fiel en toda la casa de Dios. Last week we saw that Moses' weakness brought glory to God because he depended on God. Vemos la semana pasada que la debilidad de Moisés causó que Moisés era dependiente de Dios y esto trajo gloria a Dios. That we see that through Moses' faithfulness, he brought glory to God. Vemos a través de la fidelidad de Moisés, él trajo gloria a Dios. The text told us a few weeks ago, the texto nos dice hace unas semanas, Jesus is worthy of much more honor than Moses. Que Jesús es digno de mucho más honor que Moisés. That means Moses is worthy of honor. Esto quiere decir que Moisés es digno de honor. Why? ¿Por qué? He was faithful to God. Era fiel a Dios. That's why his name's mentioned in Hebrews 11. Por eso su nombre es mencionado en Hebreos 11. Moses did this as a servant. Moisés lo hizo esto como sirviente. As someone serving in the house. Como sirviente en la casa. He was part of the house and participated in it. Él era parte de la casa y él participó en ella. He was not the house. Él no era la casa. He was part of it. Él era parte de ella. The house is not about Moses or about us. La casa no se trata de Moisés ni de nosotros. It's easy to see that in the Old Testament. Es fácil ver esto en el Antiguo Testamento. That Moses is part of a covenant that could not save. Moisés era parte de un pacto que no podía salvar. And yet he was part of the covenant of grace. He era parte del pacto de gracia. And that he was a participant in that covenant. Y él era participante en ese pacto. If you've been coming to Sunday school, you know this all too well. Si has venido a escuela dominical, conoces esto muy bien. There's a covenant of redemption. Hay un pacto de redención. The end of that is the glory of God. El final de esto es la gloria de Dios. There's an extension of that in the covenant of grace. Hay una extensión de ella en el pacto de gracia. The end of that covenant is the glory of God. El fin de este pacto es la gloria de Dios. So Moses is a participant in this house. Moisés es un participante en esta casa. The house isn't about him. La casa no se trata de él. We saw in our verses a few weeks ago, vemos en nuestros versículos hace unas semanas, the one who built the house is the one worthy of it. El que edificó la casa es digno de ella. This is a great point that is greatly misunderstood today. Es un gran punto que es mal entendido hoy. So many churches are about people. Tantas iglesias se tratan de la gente. So many churches say, we are about you. Tantas iglesias dicen, se tratamos a ustedes. They have slogans like this. Tienen dichos así. This is a church that's about you. Esta es una iglesia que se trata de ti. Don't go there. No vayas ahí. If you pick up the bulletin, see, tomas un bulletin, we're about you. Nosotros estamos por ti. They don't offer any help in eternity. No se trata nada, no te ayudan en eternidad. The church was not built for you, but with you. La iglesia no estaba edificado para ti, pero contigo. Hear that. Escucha esta. The church was not built for you. La iglesia no fue edificado para ti. The church, the intent of God, la intención de Dios, wasn't to redeem a people for you. No era redimir un pueblo para ti. It wasn't so that you can have friends. No era para que puedas tener amigos. Think about it. Piénsalo. If that was the end, si este fue el fin, then my grandma needs to be there. Entonces mi abuela tiene que ser ahí. Because I love my grandma, porque amo mi abuela. This building, esta edificio, this house, esta casa, the church, la iglesia, was not built for you. No fue edificado por ti, but it was built with you. Pero sí fue edificado contigo. Here we see the elect of God. It's aquí vemos la elección de Dios, that He destined it before the foundations of the world, que Él lo predestinó antes de la fundación del mundo, that He chose a people for Himself. Él escogió un pueblo por sí mismo. This does not mean that we're not benefactors. Eso no quiere decir que no somos beneficiarios. The text in Hebrews will get there one day. The text in Hebreos, vamos a llegar ahí un día. Hebrews chapter 10, Hebreos capítulo 10. Do not make a habit of not gathering together. No haces hábito de no juntarse. As is the habit of some, como es el hábito de unos. But it says there in that passage, dice en este pasaje, come together in love for one another, juntos en amor por uno a otro, so that you may encourage one another, para que puedas animar uno a otro. Now, there's a false idea of that encouragement in our society today. Hay una falsa idea de este ánimo en nuestra sociedad hoy. I want you to feel beautiful. Yo quiero que tú sientes hermoso. I want you to feel good about you. Yo quiero que tú sientes bien de ti. So you come here and I'll encourage you. Tú vengas aquí, yo te animo. You're great. Eres grande. Just be more like you. Solo te haz más como tú. No. What is the encouragement for? ¿Cuál es el ánimo para? That you'd be more like Christ. Para que seas más como Cristo. Because He's the end of the house. Porque es el fin de la casa. When we examine the foundation of this house, we see the gospel. Cuando examinamos la fundación de esta casa, vemos el evangelio. It's what we're seeing here, is it not? Lo que vemos aquí es, ¿no es? That at the foundation of this, it's built on Christ. Que el fundamento está construido por Cristo. Why is Moses part of the house? ¿Por qué Moisés es parte de la casa? Because of Christ, por Cristo. Moses testified what was to come, that we saw last week. Moses dio un testimonio de lo que ha de venir. Because at the heart of this house is the gospel. Porque en el corazón de esta casa es evangelio. We spoke of this morning in Sunday school. Hablamos de esta en escuela dominical. You must be born again. Tienes que ser nacido de nuevo. You cannot be part of this house without a new birth. No puedes ser parte de esta casa sin un nuevo nacimiento. When we look at the gospel, we first see the depravity of man. Cuando vemos el evangelio, primero vemos la depravación del hombre. That man is depraved in every facet of his nature. Que el hombre es depravado en todos los aspectos de su naturaleza. So here's the reality, church. Entonces, iglesia, aquí es la realidad. The house can't be about us. La casa no se puede tratar de nosotros because none of us want to come. Porque ninguno de nosotros queremos venir. Think about that. Piénsalo. No one in the world wants to be part of this house. Ninguna en este mundo quiere ser parte de esta casa. No one looks at the house and says, that's what I want with all of my desire. Nadie mira esta casa y dice, yo quiero esta con todo mi deseo. The church can't be about people because people don't want the church. La iglesia no se puede tratar de gente porque la gente no quiere la iglesia. You know how crazy it is to think? ¿Sabes qué tan locura es a pensar? If we do A, B, and C, we now become attractive to the world. Si hacemos A, B, y C, ahora somos atractivos al mundo. No one wants what we have. Nadie quiere lo que tenemos. That's aspect number one of the gospel. Este es el primer aspecto de Evangelio. The first aspect is that we are depraved in every form of our being. Que estamos depravados en todas las formas de nuestro ser. Therefore, we cannot be about people. Entonces, no se puede tratar de la gente. But, brother, I like it when you do this. Pero, hermano, a mí me gusta cuando haces así. But I like it when you do this. Pero a mí me gusta que haces así. It doesn't matter what we like. No importa lo que queremos. It doesn't matter what you think. No importa lo que piensas. It doesn't matter your great idea of the church or mine. No importa tu gran idea de la iglesia ni mío. What matters is what God thinks. Lo que importa es lo que Dios piensa. It matters what Christ says about the church. Importa lo que Cristo dice sobre la iglesia. Well, brother, I want to bring my kids to the Lord's Supper. Yo quiero traer mis niños al Cena del Señor. I think it would be beneficial to them. Yo creo que será beneficial a ellos. It doesn't matter what you think. No importa lo que pienses. Well, I think we ought to sing this way or this way. Yo creo que debemos cantar esta forma o esta forma. It doesn't matter. No importa. It's not about us. No se trata de nosotros. We see this as we see the end of the house. Vemos esta mientras vemos el fin de la casa. So, here in our text, así que en nuestro texto, the house is to bring glory. La casa es para traer gloria. The whole point of the house is honor and glory. Todo el punto de la casa es honor and glory. If you'll return to chapter 2, si regresas a capítulo 2, it says in verse 9, dice en versículo 9, but we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Dice en versículo 9, de capítulo 2, pero vemos a aquel que fue hecho un poco menor que los ángeles, a Jesús coronado de gloria y honra a causa del padecimiento de la muerte, para que por la gracia de Dios gustase la muerte para todos. The whole context of our passage here, todo el contexto de nuestro pasaje aquí, he has been crowned with glory and honor. Él ha sido coronado con gloria y honra. He has been. Hecho. Where do we see it? ¿Dónde lo vemos? Well, in his house. En su casa. Which is the column of truth to the world. Que es la columna de la verdad del mundo. Well, no, brother, you don't understand. Pero hermano, no entiendes. My grandmother's a good preacher. Mi abuela es un buen predicador. It doesn't matter what you think about your grandmother. No importa lo que piensas de tu abuela. The text says no. The text would say no. And the reason it says no, el razón que dice no, is because so that she will be a column of truth to the world. Para que ella sea la columna de la verdad al mundo. It's his house. Es su casa. And it's the contemplation of this that brings us to our text today. It's the contemplación de ese que trae nosotros al texto hoy. It's his house and it's about him. Es su casa y se trata a él. The apostles in these words, the apostle en esas palabras, he goes on to the next argument. Sigue el siguiente argumento. a comparison between Christ and Moses. Un comparación entre Cristo y Moisés. A reference to their relation to the house. Una referencia, relación de la casa. They're both faithful. Los dos son fieles. But then there's a distinction. Y después hay una distinción. There's one verb for the word faithful here. Hay un verbo aquí para la palabra fiel that Moses was faithful. Moisés era fiel. And in verse 6, we're going to borrow that word again. In versículo 6, vamos a pedir prestado esta palabra otra vez, because there's a comparison, Christ and Moses. Hay una comparación de Cristo y Moisés. Moses is a type and a shadow. Moisés es un tipo y sombra. He was faithful in all God's, had the whole house, era fiel en toda la casa de Dios, dice. But Christ, faithful as the builder. Pero Cristo fiel como el quien edifica. So Moses is faithful as a servant. Moisés is fiel como sirviente. He's the one that's nailing the last few nails in. Él está pegando los últimos clavos. Cleaning up. Limpiando. Christ, the foundation and the whole structure. Pero Cristo hizo todo el fundamento y toda la estructura. The only way that Moses can be inside the house, la única forma que Moisés puede entrar la casa es because of what Christ did. Por lo que hizo Cristo. The only way that you and I can be a part of this house is because of Christ. La única forma que tú y yo podemos ser parte de esta casa es por lo que hizo Cristo. So Moses as a servant and Christ as a son or Lord. Moisés como sirviente, pero Cristo como hijo or señor. So we're going to see this in three ways today. Vamos a ver esta en tres formas hoy. Número uno. I want you to see the relationship of Christ to the house. Quiero que veas la relación de Cristo a la casa. So here's the doctrine. Aquí es la doctrina. The son is faithful over his own house and is more glorious and honorable than a servant that is faithful in his house. El hijo es fiel sobre su casa y es muy más glorioso que un sirviente que es fiel en la casa. Christ is a son over the house. Cristo es un hijo sobre la casa and Moses is a servant. Y Moses es un sirviente. So, see it like this, velo así. Christ is more glorious because he's the son or lord of the house. Cristo es más glorioso porque él es el hijo or señor de la casa. But there's a problem. Pero hay un problema. It's a grave problem that brings great joy. It's un grave problema que traje gran gozo. And let's deal with that first. Vamos a tratar este primero. First problem lies in the opposition. El primer problema está en oposición. So, Moses is a servant in the house. Moisés es un sirviente en la casa. And yet, he's adopted as a son. Sin embargo, él es adoptado como hijo. So, yes, Moses is a servant. Sí, Moisés es un sirviente. Yes, we are servants. Sí, somos siervos. Paul writes in Romans 1, Pablo escribe en Romanos 1, and other places in the New Testament, y otros lugares en el Nuevo Testamento. I, Paul, a doulos. Yo, Pablo, doulos, a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. Un esclavo del Señor Jesucristo. We are servants in the house. Somos sirvientes en la casa. But there's this beautiful passage in John 15. Pero hay un pasaje hermoso en Juan 15. I no longer call you servants. Ya no más te llamo sirvientes. I have called you friends. Te he llamado amigos. I haven't just called you to come and clean the house. No solo he llamado a venir a limpiar la casa. You're not just cutting the grass. No solo estás cortando el pasto. I've called you in and brought you in. Te he llamado a jalado as a friend, como amigo. I've adopted you as sons and daughters. Te he adoptado como hijos y hijas. That you might come to the table and eat. Para que puedas venir a la mesa y comer. You remember Mephibosheth? ¿Recuerdas Mephibosheth? Beautiful picture of the gospel. Hermoso foto de Evangelio. He's the son of Jonathan. El hijo de Jonathan. He's hurt in his foot. El tiene lastimado su pie. He's a burden to society. He's una carga to society.
and he's been hidden away so that David doesn't kill him. Está escondido para que David no lo mata. And David brings him into his presence. David lo trajo a su presencia. I love Mephibosheth's reaction to seeing David. Me encanta la reacción de Mephibosheth a ver David. Who am I but a dog? ¿Quién soy yo pero un perro? And David goes and picks Mephibosheth up. Y David va a levantar Mephibosheth. He carries him to the table. Lo lleva a la mesa. And he says, you eat here. Y dice, tú comes aquí. You are treated as a child of the king. Está tratado como un hijo del rey. That is what God did to Moses. Eso es lo que Dios hizo a Moisés. That's what it means when the text says. Eso es lo que quiere decir cuando el texto dice. He spoke to Moses as a man speaks to a man face to face. Él habló con Moisés como un hombre habla a un hombre cara a cara. And then the second problem, the segundo problema. Christ is over the house as a son. Cristo es sobre la casa como un hijo. But he's also a servant in the house. Pero también es un sirviente en la casa. You remember the last Passover. ¿Recuerdas la última Pascua? They're fighting about who's going to wash the feet. Están peleando quién va a lavar los pies. Christ stands up. Cristo levanta. He takes off his clothes. Se quita su ropa. He puts on a towel. Lo pone una toalla. He begins to wash the feet of the disciples. Empieza a lavar los pies de los discípulos. And Peter says, nuh-uh. You're not washing my feet. Pedro dice, uh-uh. No vas a lavar mis pies. If I don't wash you, you have no part in me. Si no te lavo, no tienes parte de mí. We see Christ humbling himself as a servant. Vemos Cristo humillándose como servidor. So that's where this illustration breaks down. Es donde se rompe la ilustración. But the point of the text is this. Pero el punto del texto es esta. Christ is worthy of more honor. Cristo es digno de más honor. So Christ comes as the son and the servant. Cristo vino como hijo y servidor. But here, after his work, pero aquí, después de su obra, he is king. Él es rey. And he's over the house. Y él se siente sobre la casa. So I want you to see this. Quiero que veas esto. From the words here, de las palabras aquí, Christ, but Christ as a son, pero Cristo como hijo. I want you to know that it's my position this morning that the text says, quiero que sabes que mi posición esta mañana que el texto dice, literally in the Greek, literalmente en el griego, Christ, but Christ as a son over his house. Pero Cristo como hijo sobre su casa. So the problem is with the word his. The palabra is con la palabra él. Is it speaking of God's house or is it speaking of Christ's house? ¿Está hablando de la casa de Dios o la casa de Cristo? So you can make the argument that it's speaking of God's house because it's borrowed, the faithfulness is borrowed from the previous verse. Puedes hacer argumento que está hablando de la casa de Dios porque la palabra fiel es prestado de la versículo previa. However, it's like marriage. Sin embargo, es como matrimonio. Is Song of Solomon about Christ and the church or about a man and his wife? ¿Cantares de sobre Cristo y la iglesia o un hombre y su esposa? It doesn't matter. No importa. At the end, it's always Christ and the church. El fin es Cristo en la iglesia because the only reason for marriage is Christ and the church. Porque la única razón for matrimonio es Cristo en la iglesia, so it's Christ and the church. Entonces es Cristo en la iglesia. So, is it talking about God's house or Christ's house? ¿Está hablando de la casa de Dios o de Cristo? Yes. Sí. I hold the position it's specifically talking about Christ here. Toma la postura que específicamente está hablando de Cristo aquí. But if you say God's house, pero si tú dices la casa de Dios, it's still Christ. It's todavía es Cristo. And so you conform to what I think. Entonces conformas a lo que pienso. So I believe it's referring that Christ is faithful in his house. Creo que está refiriendo que Cristo es fiel a su casa. As a son, como hijo. It's his house. It's su casa. He is the Lord of the house as well. También es el Señor de la casa. He is the head. Él es la cabeza. I just want to look at some verses in Hebrews here. Quiero que vemos unos versículos aquí en Hebreos. Look at Hebrews 1, 4. Mira Hebreos 1:4. Having become much superior to the angels, as the name he has inherited is much more excellent than theirs. Dice, hecho tanto superior a los ángeles, cuanto heredó más excelente nombre que ellos. This is him seated on the throne in his house. Este es él sentado en su trono en su casa. His name is above every name. Su nombre es sobre todos los nombres. Look at Hebrews 1:8-9. Hebreos 1:8-9. But of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Dice, mas el Hijo dice, tu trono, Dios, por el siglo de los siglos, cetro de equidad, y es el cetro de su reino. Has amado la justicia y aborrecido la maldad, por lo cual te ungió Dios, el Dios tuyo, con oleo de la alegría más que tus compañeros. 1:13. And which of the angels he ever said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? Otra vez, 1:13 dice, pues al cual de los ángeles dijo Dios, jamás, siéntate a mi diestra, hasta que ponga a tus enemigos por estrada de tus pies. Look at 2:5-9. Mira 2:5-9. For it was not to the angels that God subjected the world to come, of which you were speaking. It has been testified somewhere. What is man that you are mindful of him, a son of man that you care for him? You have made him for a little while lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside of his control. At present, we do not see everything in subjection to him, but we see him who for a little while was made a little lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Hebreos 2:5-9. Porque no sujeto a los ángeles el mundo venidero, cerca del cual estamos hablando. Pero alguien testificó en cierto lugar diciendo, ¿qué es el hombre para que te acuerdes de él? ¿O el hijo del hombre para que le vistes? Le hiciste un poco menor de los ángeles, lo coronaste de gloria y honra, y pusiste sobre todo, sobre las obras, tus manos. Todo sujetaste bajo sus pies, porque en cuanto lo sujetó todas las cosas, bajo nada dejó que no sea sujeto a él, pero todavía no vemos que todas las cosas sean sujetos, pero vemos a aquel que fue hecho un poco menor de los ángeles, a Jesús coronado de gloria y honor a causa del padecimiento de la muerte, para que por la gracia de Dios gustase la muerte para todos. Look at verse 10, mira versículo 10. For it was fitting that he for whom and by whom all things exist, and bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. Versículo 10. Porque convenía a aquel por cuya causa todas las cosas y por quien todas las cosas subsisten, que habiendo llevado muchos hijos a la gloria, perfeccionarse por aflicciones del autor de salvación de ellos. One more, uno más. Look at 3:3. Mira 3:3. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. As much more glory the builder of a house has honor than the house itself. 3:3. Porque de tanto mayor gloria es Moisés es estimado digno de este cuanto tiene mayor honra que la casa el que hizo. Porque toda la casa es hecho por algo.
Amen.
The glory of this house is his glory. La gloria de esta casa es su gloria. Why? Porque it's his. It's suyo. His house, the casa de él, he built it. Él lo edificó. You and I don't do it. Tú y yo no lo hacemos. When we see the book of Revelation opened up, cuando miramos el libro de Apocalipsis abierto, and there's a number that no one can name, y hay un número que nadie puede nombrar, from every tribe, tongue, and nation of the world, de todos los tribus, linajes, y naciones del mundo, it's not because we had a good idea with Firm. No es porque tuvimos una buena idea con Firm. It's not because we were faithful. No fue porque fuimos fiel. It's not because we had a great idea.
No es que tenemos un gran idea. It's not because of the Southern Baptist Convention, ni es por la Convención de Bautistas del Sur. It's by Jesus Christ. Por Jesucristo. He entered once for all time. Él entró una vez por todo el tiempo. Securing eternal redemption. Asegurando redención eternal. He is the Lord of the house. Él es el Señor de la casa. It's His house. Es su casa. I know we use language that's contrary. Yo sé que usamos idioma, palabras contrario. That's my church. Esta es mi iglesia. I understand what we mean. Yo entiendo lo que quiere decir. But it's not. Pero no lo es. It's not mine and it's not yours. No es mío y no es tuyo. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Jesucristo es la cabeza de la iglesia. Segundo. First we see Christ's relation to the church. He's the Son. Primero vemos la relación de Cristo a la iglesia. Él es el Hijo. He is Lord of her. Él es Señor de ella. Next, we see the faithfulness of Christ to His house. Segundo, vemos la fidelidad de Cristo a su iglesia, a su casa. So, the word faithful is not in verse 6. The palabra fiel no es en versículo 6, but it is implied, it's implicado. So, you have the word but there. Tienes la palabra pero ahí. So, Moses is faithful in the house of God. Moisés fue fiel en la casa de Dios as a servant, como servidor. But Christ is, pero Cristo es, He is faithful, Él es fiel, that's what it's referring to, es lo que está refiriendo. The text implies the faithfulness of Christ to His house. El texto muestra la fidelidad de Cristo en su casa, and here I want you to see three things, y aquí quiero que veas tres cosas. Number one, I want you to see the context of the faithfulness of Christ. Primero quiero que veas el contexto de fidelidad de Cristo. Moses was faithful as a servant. Moisés es fiel como servidor. Here we see the context of this faithfulness. Aquí vemos el contexto de esta fidelidad. Christ is faithful as a son. Cristo es fiel como hijo. The distinction here is with Moses and Christ. La distinción aquí es con Moisés y Cristo. As we have seen, Moses was a faithful servant. Como vemos, Moisés era fiel servidor. Bring my people out of Egypt. Trae mi gente de Egipto. Don't miss this. No pierdes esto. Moses was a servant to the nation of Israel. Moisés era siervo a la nación de Israel. But I don't believe that's what the author of Hebrews is referring to his faithfulness. Pero no creo que eso es lo que el autor de Hebreos está refiriendo como su fidelidad. Moses lifted up the serpent. Moisés levantó la serpiente. Moses looked for a greater glory. Moisés buscó un mayor gloria. He looked for a land that didn't flow with milk and honey, but was made with gold. Él buscó una tierra que no fluía con leche y miel, pero está hecho de oro. He was faithful by being a type and a shadow. Él era fiel siendo tipo y sombra. He was faithful, era fiel. That we could look. The text says, we saw it last week, the text dice, miramos la semana pasada, to what was to be spoken of later. De lo que debía ser hablado después. So, Moses was faithful to serve the house. Moisés era fiel a servir la casa. Something he didn't even receive. Algo que ni recibió. But here we're told Jesus was faithful as a son. Pero aquí vemos que Cristo era fiel como hijo. So we see the context of his faithfulness. He's a son. Vemos el contexto de fidelidad. Él es un hijo. There's three implications I want you to see here. Tres implicaciones que quiero que veas aquí. First, primera. It's his house. Es su casa. He's going to be faithful because it's his. Él va a ser fiel porque es suyo. It cost him his blood. Esta cuesta él su sangre. He paid with his own life for the building up of this house. Él pagó con el pago de su propia vida de edificación de esta casa. We're going to see that in depthly tonight. Vamos a ver esto profundamente hoy. It's his house. Su casa. Segundo. It's his father's house. Es la carta de su padre. Think about everything that Christ said. Piensa todo lo que Cristo dijo. I cannot do anything other than what my Father gave me to do. Yo no puedo hacer nada excepto lo que mi Padre me dio a hacer. So he's going to only be faithful to the Father. Él solo puede ser fiel al Padre. You know what would happen if he wasn't faithful to the Father? ¿Sabes qué pasará si no era fiel al Padre? I'm brought to remembrance of Acts 17. Recuerdo Hechos 16. 7. You live and move and have your being because of him. Tú vives, mueves y tienes tu ser por él. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebreos capítulo 1. He upholds the universe by the word of his power. Mantiene el universo por el poder de su palabra. The moment Christ is not faithful to his Father, el momento que Cristo no es fiel a su Padre, the whole world explodes. Todo el mundo explota. It's an impossibility. Soon impossibilidad. We're going to get to the great text here soon. Vamos a llegar al gran texto pronto. Maybe not too soon. Tal vez no tan rápido. He had no one greater to swear by, so he swore by himself. No tiene mayor para jurar, entonces juró por sí mismo. Because he's faithful to the Father. Porque él es fiel a su Padre. He's faithful as a son to his Father. Él es fiel como hijo a su Padre. And thirdly, tercera, we see his faithfulness, the implication of his faithfulness. Vemos la implicación de su fidelidad. And that wicked wretches, que los malvados, were made sons and daughters in this house. Fueron hechos hijos y hijas en esta casa. This brings us to the second point I want you to see here. El segundo punto que quiero que veas aquí. First, this context of his faithfulness. Primero, el contexto de su fidelidad. Second, the faithfulness of Jesus proves. Segundo, the prueba de la fidelidad de Cristo. Jesus prays to the Father. Jesús oró al Padre. I have not lost one of all that you've given me. No he perdido ni uno de todo lo que me has dado. Jesus in John 6:35, Jesús in Juan 6:35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst again. Yo soy el pan de vida. Quien viene a mí jamás tiene hambre. Jamás. Psalm 37:25, Salmo 37:25. I have been young and I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. Joven fui y he envejecido, y no he visto justo desamparado, ni su descendencia que mendengue pan. Why? Porque he's faithful. Él es fiel. Hebrews 9:12, Hebreos 9:12. He secured eternal redemption. Él aseguró redención eterna. He sealed us with the Holy Spirit. Nos selló con el Espíritu Santo. He keeps you every day. Él te mantiene todos los días. You ever thought, how does sin come so easily to the world? ¿Has pensado cómo el pecado viene tan fácil al mundo? I hear pastors falling. Escuché a los pastores cayendo. They go on some trip. Van a un viaje. My prayer before every trip, mi oración antes de todos los viajes, God, save me. Save me. Salva me. Keep me. Guarda me. You have these pastors that go into a place and fall in the grave sin. Tiene pastores que van a un lugar y caen en grande pecado. Every one of us, it should be our fear. Por cada uno debe ser nuestro temor. And often I ask, how do they get themselves in those situations? Y muchos veces pregunto, ¿cómo se meten en esas situaciones? How do they have the availability? ¿Cómo tienen la capacidad? They ask John MacArthur, how have you not fallen? Preguntaron John MacArthur, ¿por qué no has caído? By the grace of God. Por la gracia de Dios and the faithfulness of Christ, y fidelidad de Cristo. He keeps us. Nos mantiene. He's faithful to save. Él es fiel a salvar. Look at the church today. Mira la iglesia. Oh, yes, I know. There's some goats have been stuck in here. Hay unas cabras que están metidas. But look at the faithful church of God. Pero mira la fiel iglesia de Dios. She's faithful and true. Ella es fiel y verdadero. The true church. Hay una iglesia verdadera. Why? Por qué? He's faithful. proven. Su fidelidad está comprobado. The old hymn we used to sing, el antiguo himno que antes cantamos. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. How I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesús, Jesús, cómo lo confiado. Lo he probado vez tras vez. We see the context of the faithfulness of Jesus. Vemos el contexto de fidelidad de Cristo. We see the proven faithfulness of Jesus. Vemos la fidelidad probado de Jesús. And lastly, tercera, we see the faithfulness of Jesus directed. Vemos la fidelidad de Jesús dirigido. Who was faithful to Him. Who appointed Him. ¿Quién fue fiel a Él? ¿Quién apuntó? Verse 2, versículo 2, remember? Remember Jesus. Consider Jesus. Consider Jesús, the of our confession, in nuestra confession, who was faithful to the one who appointed Him. Que fue fiel a quien Él apuntó. The faithfulness of Christ, first and foremost, is to the Father. La fidelidad de Cristo es primera al Padre. I want you to look at 2 Timothy with me quickly. Quiero que veas 2 Timoteo conmigo. Rápidamente. Starting in verse 10, empezando en versículo 10. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Dice, in versículo 10. Por tanto, todo lo soporto por amor a los escogidos, para que ellos también obtengan la salvación que es en Cristo Jesús con gloria eterna. You cannot separate the eternal glory of Christ with His faithfulness. No puedes separar la gloria eterna de Cristo con su fidelidad. I want to show you that here. Quiero mostrarlos aquí. So, Pablo dice a Timoteo, we endure everything for the sake of the elect, that we may obtain this eternal glory. Hacemos todo por causa de los elegidos, para que obtengamos esta gloria eterna. Where is it? ¿Dónde está? With Christ, con Cristo. Now look at verse 11. Mira versículo 11. The saying is trustworthy. El dicho es fiel. Fiel dicho. If we have died with Him, we also live with Him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will also deny us. If we were faithless, He will remain faithful. Palabra fiel es esta. Si somos muertos con Él, también viviremos con Él. Si sufrimos, también reinaremos con Él. Y si le negamos, Él también nos negará. Si fuimos infieles, Él permanece fiel. You cannot leave the faithfulness of Christ. No puedes salir de la fidelidad de Cristo. He is faithful. Él es fiel. And the last line here, la última frase aquí, for He cannot deny Himself. Porque Él no puede negar a sí mismo. He is the end of His own faithfulness. Él es el fin de su propia fidelidad. Think about it like this. Piénsalo. Pilate tells Jesus, do you not understand the power I have over you? Piloto dice a Jesús, ¿no entiendes el poder que tengo sobre ti? He says, you don't have any. He said, no tienes ni uno. I give my life and I take it up again. Yo doy mi vida y yo lo tomo de nuevo. Who rose Jesus Christ from the grave? He Himself did. ¿Quién levantó Jesús de la muerte? Él mismo. Why? ¿Por qué? For His own glory. Para su propia gloria. Who declared, I'm going to give my life as a ransom for many before the foundations of the world? ¿Quién declaró, voy a dar mi vida en rescate de muchos antes de la fundación del mundo? Christ, Cristo. Why? ¿Por qué? For His own glory. Para su propia gloria. Our eternal glory is His inheritance. Nuestra gloria eterna es su herencia. Think about that. Piénsalo. We are brought to Him. Estamos traídos a Él so that we share with Him in glory. Para que compartamos con Él en gloria. He is our inheritance. Él es nuestra herencia. And we are His inheritance. Y nosotros somos su herencia. So on that day, we're all dressed in white robes. En este día todos somos vestidos en obras, en vestidos blancos. Why? ¿Por qué? Because you've purified yourself? Porque has purificado a ti mismo? Let me know how that's going. Dame saber cómo va esto. No, because we washed them in the blood of Jesus. No, porque lo lavamos en sangre de Jesús. He
is the white one. Él es el blanco. He made us white as snow. Él nos hizo blanco como nieve. Why? ¿Por qué? So that we can eat with Him as the head. Para que podamos comer con Él como la cabeza. So that at the banqueting table, para que en la mesa del cordero, we can look at Him. Podemos mirar a Él and He can say, look what I've done. Y Él puede decir, mira lo que he hecho. The direction of His faithfulness is to Himself. La dirección de su fidelidad es con sí mismo. Our text here in this text here in Timothy, that's the text on Timoteo. For He cannot deny Himself. Él no puede negar sí mismo. Now, church, I want you to be greatly encouraged here. Iglesia, quiero que seas tan animado aquí. Psalm 115:3. Our God is in the heavens, and He does all that He pleases. Dios está en los cielos, y Él hace todo lo que complace. Let's put these two together. Vamos a juntar estos dos. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. Si somos infieles, Él queda fiel. Why? Porque He cannot deny Himself. No puede negar sí mismo. He will take His bride with Him on that day. Él va a llevar su novia con Él en este día, and she will be a pure bride. Ella va a ser novia pura. Why? Porque He's faithful to Himself. Él es fiel a sí mismo. He desires His eternal inheritance. Él desea su herencia eterna. How long, O Lord? ¿Cuánto tiempo, Señor? The martyrs are asking. Los mártires están pidiendo. And Jesus says, glorify me that I might glorify you, and you return me to the glory I had at the first. Glorifica a mí para que yo te glorifique a ti, para que me regreses a la gloria que yo tuve en principio. That is the desire of Christ. That's the deseo de Cristo. He sits in the heavens. Él se siente en los cielos, and He does all that He pleases. Y Él hace todo lo que complace. The end of the faithfulness of Christ is God. El final de la fidelidad de Cristo es Dios. This is a biblical doctrine completely lost on society today. Es una doctrina bíblica completamente perdida en sociedad hoy. There is an eternal worship and glory going on in the Godhead. Hay una adoración eterna y gloria pasando en Dios el Padre. There's a huge theological argument in society today. Hay un argumento enorme en teología en sociedad hoy. Is there an eternal submission of Christ to the Father? Hay una sujeción eterna de Cristo al Padre. There's an eternal worship going on. Hay una adoración eterna. A mutual love. Un amor mutual. Honor. Honrar. Gloria. Glory. All the acts of God are to that end. Todos los hechos de Dios están a este fin. And we see this in the application, decrees, and work of God. Y vemos esto en la aplicación, decretos y obra de Dios. The greatest thing that Jesus can do for the church, la mayor cosa que Jesús puede hacer por la iglesia, is to glorify God. Glorifica a Dios. See that in John 17. Vemos esto en Juan 17. We'll quickly end here. Vamos a terminar prontamente aquí. Thirdly, terceramente, so first we saw the context of the faithfulness of Christ. Primero vemos el contexto de la fidelidad de Cristo. Sorry. First we saw the relation of Christ to the house. Primero vemos la relación de Cristo a su casa. Next we saw the faithfulness of Christ to His house. Segundo, vemos la fidelidad de Cristo a su casa. And third, you see the position of Christ to the house. Y tercero, vemos la posición de Cristo a la casa. Our text says He's over the house. Nuestro texto dice que está sobre la iglesia, la casa. This means His position of the church is He is the head. Esto quiere decir la posición de Cristo sobre la iglesia es su cabeza. Christ is the king of His kingdom. Cristo es el rey de su reino. We saw this when the great battle happened during the Reformation. Vemos esto en la gran batalla in the Reformación, where the Pope began to say, no, I'm the head of the church. Cuando el Papa empezó a decir, no, yo soy la cabeza de la iglesia. I want you to hear how our confession addresses this. Quiero que entiendas o escuches como nuestra confesión confronta esta. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church, in whom, by the appointment of the Father, all power for the calling, institution, order, or government of the church is invested in supreme and sovereign manner. La cabeza de la iglesia es el Señor Jesucristo, a quien, por el designio del Padre, todo el poder requerido para el llamamiento, establecimiento, el orden o el gobierno de la iglesia está suprema y sobremamente investido. So, in Christ is given all the power to govern and control the church. A Cristo está dado todo el poder a gobernar y controlar la iglesia. He as her head, él como la cabeza. Now here comes the good part. Aquí viene la buena parte. Neither Pope of Rome in any sense be the head thereof, but is the Antichrist, that man of sin, the son of perdition, that exalts himself in the church against Christ and all that is called God, whom the Lord shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. No puede el Papa de Roma ser la cabeza de ella en ningún sentido, sino que él es aquel anticristo, aquel hombre de pecado y el hijo de perdición que se ensalza en la iglesia contra Cristo y contra todo lo que se llama Dios, a quien el Señor destruirá con el resplandor de su vida. Venida. No one else can be it. Nadie más puede ser esta. He is her head. Él es la cabeza. The text says Christ sits over the church, his house. The text dice que Cristo se siente sobre la iglesia, su casa. Last week, I saw a picture of a pastor. La semana pasada vi una foto de un pastor sitting on the stage with six women, sentado en el escenario con seis mujeres. And he put this commentary, puso el comentario. I had a great, had a lot of fun in the service today. Tuvo mucha diversión en la servicio hoy. Curious, I looked the church up. Curioso, yo miré a la iglesia. Not one scripture shared the whole last week in their service. Ni una escritura compartida en todo su servicio. A panel of moms here. Una panel de madres aquí. And he asked questions. The pastor asked preguntas. The pastor hizo preguntas. What's your funniest mom moment? ¿Cuál es tu momento de madre más chistoso? Wrong, it's not your church. Error, no es tu iglesia. Who cares what their funniest mom moment is? ¿Quién importa que es la cosa más chistoso? Christ, Cristo, it's his church, it's su iglesia. He's the king, él es rey. Doesn't matter what you want to sing, no importa lo que quieres cantar. Doesn't matter how you want to sing it, no importa cómo quieres cantarlo. It's about him, it's the trata de él. My favorite story. I can't preach this and not tell it. Me historia preferida. No puedo predicar esto y no lo cuenta. Some of us are going to go see it in a few months. Unos vamos a poder ir a verlo en unos meses. Mary rose up in Scotland. María se levantó en Escocia. And she thought she could use John Knox to advance her movement. Ella pensaba que podía usar John Knox para avanzar su movimiento. And so she calls a meeting with Knox. Ella llama una junta con Knox and she wants to talk about all these political things. Ella quiere hablar de tantas cosas políticas. He only wanted to talk about one thing. Él solo quiere hablar de una cosa. She gives this speech. Ella da un discurso. And he says, before we go on, let me ask you a question. Antes que sigamos, déjame hacerte una pregunta. Ask preguntas. Who's the head of the church? ¿Quién es la cabeza de la iglesia? Well, Charles is. Carlos said, right. No, he's not. No less. Jesus is the head of the church. Jesus is the cabeza de la iglesia. He was so emphatic about it. Estaba tan enfático. There was a cross on top of Gales Cathedral there. Había una cruz sobre la catedral de Gales ahí.
He took it down, lo quitó, and he built a crown on top of it. Y edificó una corona sobre esta, and that she would have to look at every day from her window, para que ella podía ver todos los días de su ventana, to remind her, a recordarla, Jesus is the King of the Church. Jesús es el Rey de la Iglesia. The position of Christ over the Church is that He is King of His own King. The position de Cristo sobre la Iglesia es Él es Rey, su propio reino. Segundo, Christ's kingdom is over this world. El reino de Cristo sobre este mundo. The gates of hell will not prevail. Las puertas de Hades no prevalecerá. He put all things under His feet. Él puso todo bajo sus pies. And He gave Him to the head of the church. Y le dio Él la cabeza de la iglesia. Who is His body. ¿Quién es su cuerpo? How does Christ reign in this world? ¿Cómo Cristo reina en este mundo? His body, su cuerpo, the house that brings Him glory, the casa que lo trae gloria a Él, the kingdom that He's built, el reino que Él edificado. He is crowned with glory and honor. Él es coronado con gloria y honor. How do you see that? ¿Cómo lo ves esto? Hebrews says we don't always see it. Hebreos dice, no, siempre lo vemos. If you come back tonight, you'll see it. Si regresas hoy, vas a verlo. Although Christ is King in His kingdom, aunque Cristo es Rey en su reino, and although His kingdom is over this world, y aunque su reino es sobre este mundo, His kingdom is not of this world. Su reino no es de este mundo. We do not see everything subjected to Him. No vemos todo sujeto a Él, but we see Him. Pero vemos a Él. The glory of His kingdom is beyond the sight of the people of this world. The glory de su reino es más allá que la vista de la gente de este mundo. There's only one doctrine that helps us here. Solo hay una doctrina que nos ayuda aquí. Soli Deo Gloria. The glory of God alone. Solo la gloria de Dios. This world is a world that can be shaken. Este mundo es un mundo que puede ser temblado, movido. Have we not seen this in the last couple of years? You've not received a kingdom that can be shaken? No has recibido un reino inconmovible? We have received an unshakable kingdom. Hemos recibido un reino inconmovible. Listen to what the book of Revelation says. Mira lo que dice el libro de Apocalipsis. To Him who loves us and has freed us from our sin by His blood, and made us a kingdom, priest to our God and Father, to Him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Al que nos amó y nos lavó nuestros pecados con su sangre, nos hizo reyes y sacerdotes para Dios, su Padre. A Él sea gloria e imperio por los siglos de los siglos. Amen. He has made us a kingdom and priest. Él nos ha hecho un reino y sacerdotes that we might reign with Him para que reinamos en Él. So, although He's King of His kingdom, aunque Él es Rey de su reino, His kingdom is not of this world. Su reino no es de este mundo. The keys to His kingdom are not in flesh and blood. His rey, las llaves de su reino no están en carne y sangre. They're in the gospel, son en evangelio. And the end of His kingdom, the end of this house, el fin de su reino, el fin de esta casa, is to bring glory to God. Es a traer gloria a Dios. The house speaks of its builder. El hogar, la casa, habla de su quien lo edificó. Christ is worthy of most honor. Cristo es digno de mayor honor. Let's pray. Oramos. Dios, gracias por tu obra en edificar esta casa. Gracias en ayudarnos a mantener fiel. Y gracias por tu fidelidad. Primero a tu Padre y por para ser inevitable a nosotros. Dios, yo pido y oro que tú mantengas nosotros fiel para que podamos honrar y tu gloria tuyo, Dios. Ayúdanos, Dios, mientras caminamos en este mundo. En nombre de Cristo, Jesús, oramos. Amén.